This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The U.S. government wants the nation's cities to do more to end traffic gridlock. The Department of Transportation points to successful experiments in cities like Minneapolis, where some commuters now have a choice. For a price, they can get all the way into town and back in a fraction of the time it used to take. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Minnesota traffic control specialist Don Zinenko says there's no end to things that can snarl traffic. Snow, ice, rain, and today...
Well, we had a report of a moose on the loose up in the crosstown area.
But here, as elsewhere, half of all congestion isn't due to woodland creatures or accidents. It's because there are too many cars on the road. John Doan's with the Minnesota Department of Transportation.
It's like a tipping point. You know, when you add that next vehicle in there, the whole system starts to degrade very quickly.
Economists say the problem is that when you give away a public good for free, say road space during rush hour, people will use it up. One remedy is to start charging for it. The MinPass program, which Doan directs, demonstrates how this concept, known as congestion pricing, works. Since it started over a year ago, Herb Cohn and more than 10,000 other Minneapolis-area commuters have signed up.
I love it. I've become addicted to it.
Every day, Cohn activates a little plastic transponder dangling in his windshield.
You'll hear it beep any moment now.
The transponder knows that Cohn has crossed into the center lane of Route 394, a major highway that links Minneapolis with its western suburbs. The other lanes are free, but to ride in this one, Cohn has to pay.
This trip will cost me $5 all the way into downtown Minneapolis. So to me, this is a deal.
A deal because of what's going on in the free lanes.
The two lanes to our right are pretty much at a standstill.
Cohn's speedometer reads 58. 10 minutes is all it takes to get downtown.
I would estimate that today it's saving me a half hour for a one-way commute.
The price can rise and fall minute by minute from 25 cents all the way up to $8, depending on how many cars are already in the lane. Loop detectors, little wires embedded in the pavement, count the cars. That information is sent to a computer at MinPass headquarters. MinPass spokesman Kevin Gutnick.
The computer knows that we want to maintain a certain level of speed. That's the first priority. So what it does is it increases the price of the toll as the number of cars increase, because what we're trying to do is get people to decide, well, maybe I don't want to pay to use the lane today because I don't need to.
The flexible pricing's kept traffic moving at least 50 miles per hour continuously, even though more and more commuters are signing up. Results like these make transportation experts like Doan practically giddy.
This is just the beginning. We are, I think, at the cusp of seeing more of this throughout the country and perhaps even throughout the world.
The U.S. Department of Transportation would certainly like to think so. It's just announced a program that would help cities replicate the Minneapolis experiment on a much grander scale. DOT is offering grants, loans, and help cutting red tape. Assistant Secretary for Transportation Policy Tyler Duvall says city-wide congestion pricing experiments in London and Stockholm have managed to tame gridlock, curb air pollution, and really improve people's quality of life.
The United Kingdom has just done a major national road pricing study. They found basically 4 to 8% reductions in traffic could produce congestion reduction of 50%.
DOT's been pushing this concept for a while.
There's no city right now that has said, we're going to do it.
Traffic may have to get a whole lot worse before politicians warm to that idea.
Do we have a congestion problem? Absolutely. Is it expensive? Yes.
But even New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says charging commuters to drive into town like London does is a political non-starter.
We would never get it passed.
No one relishes asking voters to start paying to drive where they now drive for free. You can get around that problem, as Minneapolis did, by opening up HOV lanes that were previously off-limits and allowing carpoolers to keep using them for free. Or you can build new lanes. In the past year, Denver and Salt Lake City have created these shared high-occupancy toll lanes known as hot lanes. Seattle's now building them, and Maryland and Virginia plan to add them to the capital's famously congested beltway. A dozen other cities are considering putting in hot lanes, and traffic experts expect most large metropolitan areas will have them on at least some of their highways within the next 2 decades. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.